All right. Hey, Fritz Bergen, bloodandfaith.com. It's Father's Day. This is the after show. And I talked a little bit this morning about the offensive nature of God, how God is offensive, and how Christians for 2,000 years have been offended by Jesus Christ. The disciples were offended. The 12 were offended. Judas Iscariot was infamously offended. And Judas Iscariot went to the Jews. That's what you do when you're offended by Jesus Christ. You go to the Jews. That's what you do. You go to the Jews. I'm offended. He offends me. You go to the Jews. Hey, Jesus, he's racist, sexist, homophobic, transphobic, queerphobic, intolerant, divisive, and anti-Semitic. And I'm going to side with the Jews. That's what Judas Iscariot did. The disciples and the many of his disciples that were following him, John chapter 6, said, we can't do this anymore. You're crazy. We're not following you anymore. Eat my flesh, drink my blood. You're the bread that came down out of heaven. We're not. No. We wanted a nice little morality tale, Jesus Christ. We wanted a morality tale. We wanted a nicer, kinder Jesus that pats us on the head and he makes us feel. He doesn't say these ridiculous, eat my flesh, drink my blood. My God. We don't want that. So they get offended and they go to the Jews. Now, the Jews already hated him. That's clear. The Jews hated Jesus Christ, have hated him for 2,000 years. Nothing's changed there. Judas Iscariot got fed up with Jesus Christ. Now, it's sad. It's a sad story because, we treat Judas Iscariot as a one-off. Like it's a one-time thing. Well, somebody had to, betray him, so I guess, he drew the short straw. No, man, that's a story for eternity. It's as applicable today as it was 2,000 years ago. You think that Judas Iscariot was the only person that God called, chose, had sweet fellowship with, and that yet men turned away and joined the Jews instead of standing up with Jesus Christ even when it was hard? You think Judas Iscariot was the only time that happened? It's going on today. It's going on today into 2023. Well, we don't like Jesus. I've told you this before, and I'm telling you, the church has invented a new religion. We've gone the road of the Jews. We've gone down the road of the Jews. We don't like Jesus Christ. He's racist. He's sexist. He's homophobic. He's anti-Semitic. We don't like that Jesus Christ. We're going to lock him in the back closet. We're going to try it out. Jesus 2.0, who loves everybody, who forgives everybody, who's a Jew, probably was a homosexual, forgives everybody, tolerant, inclusive. His mom was an unwed mother. I mean, you see it on billboards in the streets. There's the marketing of a new Jesus Christ. It's not the Jesus Christ of the Holy Scriptures. That's a Jesus Christ that even the Antichrist can get along with, that even the Antichrist can agree with. And you got these preachers out there saying, oh, you owe the Jews everything. You need to give them their money. You need to take care of them. Antichrist loves that sermon. It's a false sermon, it's a false gospel, it's a false Jesus Christ they're preaching. Because the real Jesus Christ is offensive, not just to the world, but to the would-be followers of Jesus Christ. That's what the scriptures say. John chapter 6, eat my flesh, drink my blood. Well, we're not following you anymore. Jesus Christ turns to the disciples and said, hey, you want to leave me too? Hit the road. And here we are in 2023 dealing with the same issues that Jesus Christ had to deal with. I was just reading this morning in Corinthians. Paul says, hey, I do not permit a woman to speak in the church. Oh, that's misogynistic. That's sexist. That's anti-feminist. And? So what? Okay, there you go. Jesus is now a sexist. Jesus Christ didn't admit one homosexual to the 12. Or to the 40, or to the 500. Not one homosexual, not one sodomite. In fact, he burnt Sodom and Gomorrah alive with a fire. Oh, he sounds like he's homophobic. He's transphobic. Yes. Jesus Christ burnt Sodom and Gomorrah with the fire, with the firebombs from the sky. Burnt them alive, men, women, and children. Oh, he's homophobic. He's transphobic. He's queerphobic. Yes. Jesus Christ did not choose a single female to be an apostle. Not one. Well, that's not very feminist. Jesus Christ told the double minority with a special needs child, I ain't going to help you. I'm not helping you. I didn't come for you. I didn't come for you people. How about that? Does that work for you? I didn't come for you people. I only came for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Jesus is a racist. Jesus is a racist. I didn't come for you people. I did not come for you people. Oh, Jesus is a racist. I only came for the lost sheep of the house of Israel, the bloodline of Israel, the bloodline of the man named Jacob who's renamed Israel. That's the only people I came for, said Jesus Christ. That's racist. Okay, so now we got he's sexist, homophobic, transphobic, queerphobic, racist now. Jesus Christ turns to the Jews. He says, hey, you are of your father, the devil. John 8:44. He says to the Jews, in context, read the chapter 8 of the book of John, Gospel according to St. John. He tells the Jews, those who call themselves Jews, you're of your father, the devil. And he doubles down on that in the second and third chapters of Revelation when he's speaking to his church. He's speaking to the Christian church. He says, look, I know all about those Jews. He says, they're not even real Jews. They're liars. And they're of Satan's synagogue. Oh, Jesus is an anti-Semite. Jesus is anti-Semitic. Well, there you go. Racist, sexist, homophobic, transphobic, queerphobic, intolerant, divisive, is anti-Semitic. If you're not for me, you're against me. Oh, that's kind of intolerant. That's not very diverse. And so we come to 2023, and we want a Jesus Christ that's not any of those things. We don't want him to be racist, sexist, homophobic, transphobic, queerphobic, intolerant, divisive, especially not anti-Semitic. We've built a cultural religion in the United States called Semitism, called worship the Jew. The civil religion in the United States has become worship the Jew. The Jew can do no wrong, and the Jew needs to be in charge. That's the civic religion we've invented in the United States of America. Don't criticize the Jew. Don't acknowledge the Jew. If the Jews are in power, you can't say they're in power. If they do something bad, you can't say they did something bad. You must believe they're a persecuted minority when they're in charge of everything. You can't say they're in charge. That's anti-Semitism. So you have to lie. You have to live a lie. You literally have to live a lie in the United States of America to get along with the civic religion that we've invented, which is called worship the Jew. Grovel before the Jew. Oh, Fritz, you're anti-Semitic. Okay, fine. So is Jesus Christ. I want to be as close to Jesus Christ as I possibly can. Well, but Jesus was a Jew. Oh, really? The father of Jesus Christ is God Almighty. What? How does God Almighty become a Jew? God Almighty is not a Jew. Jesus Christ is the Son of God. God is not a Jew. The chief theological officer of the Christian church made a final declaration in Revelation 2:9 and Revelation 3:9. They're not Jews. They're false Jews. They're Satan's synagogue. And when you all go out there and you're saying, oh, Jesus is a Jew, you're not saying that to honor Jesus Christ. That's the truth. You're not saying that to honor Jesus Christ. You're not saying that to honor the Father. You're not saying that to glorify God. You're saying that to grovel before the Jews. That's why you say that. For no other reason. And for that, I have no respect for you. I have no respect for that. You're not saying that to honor Jesus. If you want to honor Jesus, say what Jesus Christ said. Hey, they're not Jews. They're not real Jews. They're false Jews. They're Satan's synagogue. You want to honor Jesus Christ? Say what Jesus Christ said. Go to him and say, hey, listen, I know who you're for. You know why you don't believe in me? You know why you don't believe in Jesus Christ? Because you're Satan's children. You're the devil's babies. You're Satan's little babies. John 8:44. You can't even hear. You can't believe in God because you're Satan's children. Oh, but they believe in Moses. No, they don't. They do not believe in Moses. My God, people. Jesus said, if you would have believed in Moses, you would have believed in me. He very clearly told the Jews, he says, I won't be your accuser on the judgment day. It'll be Moses that accuses you on the judgment day. Oh, that's anti-Semitic. So where am I going with this? I mean, obviously you've heard this before. So we're going to build Christian nations, okay? We're going to build Christian nations, and we're going to build it on the character and nature of Jesus Christ and his word and his law. And we see that from the book of Genesis through the Revelation. And you have to trash and burn these concepts of Satan and the synagogue of Satan. Thou shalt not be racist, sexist, homophobic, transphobic, queerphobic, intolerant, divisive, anti-Semitic. All those terms need to be thrown in the burn barrel and burned. They're not based on the Word of God. I don't care. I don't care that, oh, Fritz, you're racist and sexist and homophobic. Jesus Christ doesn't care. And I want to be as close to Jesus Christ as I possibly can, and I'll take the heat. I'll take the hatred. Jesus said, hey, listen, man, they call me Beelzebul. Why do you expect any better? Now, we live in a culture and society that we don't believe in the devil. We don't believe in demon possession. We barely believe in insanity. Everything that used to be called insanity is called good now, including homosexuality, including, I guess they call it gender dysphoria, but tranism. Oh, it's not, it's good now. So we don't believe in insanity. We don't believe in devils. So they call you Nazi. They call you Hitler. They call you fascist. They call you sexist. They call you anti-Semitic. And then they put a price on your head. They say, we need to kill you because you're just like Adolf Hitler. That's where we are in 2023. And church, I'm telling you, I'm warning you, you got to get out of that nonsense. You got to get out of that nonsense. That's the stuff that has poisoned the church. It's the stuff that poisoned the church. It poisoned the old house of Israel 2,500 years ago when they started adopting their traditions of men over the written word of God. When the Bible and the Gospels talk about the traditions of men and the precepts of the elders, it's what it's talking about. It said, listen, they had the law, they had the prophets. They said, we don't like them, and we're going to override those things with these man-made traditions. So you get churches saying, oh yeah, we know that the Bible says you don't allow women to speak in the church, but we're going to interpret it this way. Oh my God. We're going the same way, going the same way as the Talmud teachers. We know that God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, but that's the God of the Old Testament. We don't believe in that God anymore. And I'm flat out telling you, the Christian church, including the evangelicals, have gone the way of the Jews. Said, we don't like the written word of God. We're gonna lay to the false Jews. They're not Jews. They're not real Jews. They're false Jews of Satan's synagogue. Get that through your brain. Don't ever let me call them Jews. They're false Jews of Satan's synagogue. They said, well, that was way back then, and you know, we reinterpret it now, and we really understand that God loves everybody, and Jesus died for everybody, and so you come up with this nonsense. Literally, Jesus Christ ordered the firebombing of Sodom and Gomorrah. Jesus Christ was there. Jesus Christ was in charge. Jesus Christ met with Abraham. Jesus Christ met physically with Abraham, and Abraham talked to him. Abraham fed him. And Jesus is talking to his two angels. He said, look, should we keep from Abraham what I'm going to do down there? And that's when Abraham interceded for Sodom and Gomorrah. He said, look, if there's even 10 people down there, will you spare it? Well, there wasn't 10 people down there. And the angels took Lot and his wife and his two daughters out of the city and firebombed the Sodomites. Men, women, children, babies, cattle, cats, dogs, pigs, sheep, firebombed the place. And like today, 2,000, 3,000 years ago, 3,500 years ago, some people couldn't stand leaving their nation. Lot's wife said, I can't leave. I can't do this. Those are my people. She turned around, and boom, she turns into a pillar of salt. The same today. You got Christians out there that will not leave, that will not give up this idea that we're all one. Will not give up this idea that somehow we can build an inclusive and tolerant society. We can't. There's no such thing as inclusion and tolerance. Once the homosexuals took over, what have they done? They've said anybody that's against homosexuality is guilty of hate speech, and they call you Hitler. Don't give me this stuff that there's such a thing as tolerance or we have to be tolerant and diverse. All these concepts have to be thrown in the burn barrel as we build a Christian nation, as we build up from the rubble of our modern state of Babel. And we're on a sheer path of self-destruction. We're destroying our Christian civilization. We're at the end of the destruction of Christendom. The Jews have taken over. You can't say that. That's forbidden to say that. You're in a cult. You obey the rules of the cult. Don't be sexist. Don't be racist. Don't be anti-Semitic. You reject the written words of Jesus Christ. You reject. And you wonder why there's a problem. Satan has his chosen people ruling over the earth. The synagogue of Satan. Satan's little babies. It was very clear. The scripture is very, very clear. Satan says, hey, I got the power to give the power over the nations and all their wealth and glory to whoever I choose. Jesus had the first right of refusal. He said, stuff it. Actually, that goes all the way back to, to the story of Abram when he comes out of the Battle of the Kings and he's met by Jesus Christ and Satan himself, appearing in the forms of Melchizedek and the king of Sodom. Who do you think the king of Sodom is if not Satan himself? So Satan's there, Jesus Christ is there, Abraham shows up, and Abraham says, I'm going to give a tenth to Jesus Christ. I'm going to worship Jesus Christ. Sodom says, look, I'll give you all the money. Keep all the money. Just give me the souls of the men. Jesus said, screw you. I won't take one penny off of you. Excuse me, Abraham said that to the king of Sodom. Jesus Christ shows up 1,000 years later. I don't have the dates. I don't know the exact years. Same thing. He goes out in temptation. This time it's Jesus Christ. He's not getting any offering from the Father. The Father says, you're going to go die on a cross. Satan shows up and says, well, you don't have to die on a cross. Bow down and worship me. I'll give you all the power, all the wealth, all the glory of all the nations, because it's my power to give it to whoever I will. Jesus Christ tells Satan to stuff it. Well, who do you think Satan turns to? Remember, Satan's always wanted to partner with mankind. He started with Eve. Then fallen angels come down and they cavort with the beautiful, most beautiful women on earth. Okay? Now, when Jesus Christ says, your father is Satan, and when he says to the Jews, they're not real Jews, they're liars, they're Satan's very own synagogue, does that not correspond to the church being the body of Christ, and the Jews today are the body of Satan? It's as plain and obvious as it can be. And you will either live in a world governed by Satan through his body, the Jews, or you will build Christian nations. There is no third path. There's no third path. And number one, you got to burn these ideas if you can't be racist and sexist and homophobic and anti-Semitic. You got to burn those ideas. Oh, but it'll offend the Jews. Ah. Look, the king of Sodom was pretty powerful. Maybe Abram should have been wise and said, look, this king of Sodom's here. This priest dude, he's not offering me anything. He's just saying, look, give me 10% of your stuff. I'll bless you. I'll give you God's blessing. And you got the king of Sodom, big, powerful army. He's going to let me keep all the wealth. And if I side against him, and Jesus and Abram sided against him, he might come and kill me. Guess what? You got the same choice today, church. You got the same choice. You're going to serve the king of Sodom and his synagogue and his chosen people? Or you're going to give the tithe to Jesus Christ and worship Jesus Christ and say, even if I die, I will not take one dime, one favor from Satan's synagogue. We're going to build Christian nations. We're going to see a revival of Christendom. I'm telling you. And you're going to have to burn all these ideas. We try to build on a wrong foundation. And now our society is falling apart. And a lot of that has to do with race. I know you hate it when I talk about, the racism, which is not a biblical word, which is invented by a Jew 100 years ago to condemn and make people feel guilty. And the only people that feel guilty are the whites, the white race. Nobody else feels remotely guilty. Think the Chinese do? You think the Japanese do? Think the Arabs do? You think the Saudis do? Think the blacks do? You think the Jews do? It's guilt manipulation of the white race. Ancient Israel, which has nothing to do with the modern entity called Israel, nothing to do whatsoever. Those are Antichrist people. It's an Antichrist nation. And they are not descendants of Judah. They're not descendants of Jacob, renamed Israel. DNA studies on it, historical studies. But that all aside, even if they were, I'll just put it this way. I don't care if every one of them is 100% a descendant of Judah who was 100% descendant of Israel, even if they were. So is Judas Iscariot. All right? So is Judas Iscariot. And Jesus Christ said of him, it would be better if that man had never been born. You reject Jesus Christ, your damnation is assured. And Jesus Christ was very clear, oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, I'm leaving you desolate. Again, I've talked a lot about this. I'm not going to repeat this. When God made a nation of ancient Israel, he made it out of a specific bloodline. It's God Almighty that made the specific, distinct, and separate races. God did that. Any attempt to mix the races contradicts what Jesus Christ did at the Tower of Babel. It was Jesus Christ that made the decision to separate the races at the Tower of Babel. It was Jesus Christ that did that. He comes and he says, look, they're all one. This is a problem. I don't want to. I didn't call them to all be one. And he went down there and he confused their tongues. He confused their languages. And the languages lined up according to their common ancestor. That's why the Hebrews speak Hebrew, for they're from Eber. It's all simple. It's not complicated. And if you don't like it, well, you're going the way of the Jews. You say, you know, we don't like what the Bible says. We're going to invent a tradition, and we're going to overrule what Jesus Christ did. We're going to overrule what we're going to... And by the way, it's Jesus Christ that did everything all the way back to the Garden of Eden. We pretend like he showed up and had a three-year interregnum where he showed up and he flitted around and he did little things and did some magic. And we have a new religion. Well, what would Jesus do? Well, he'd multiply the bread. You know what he'd do? He'd tell the Jews, your father, the devil. That's what he would do. That's what he did. That's literally what he did. But the church doesn't like that, so we've invented a new Jesus Christ. All right. So as you build new nations, you got to get rid of all this stuff. We are all one. We are all Americans. Isn't even a race. Okay. All these things have to be thought through again. Oh, Fritz, you sound like a racist. Church, I'm telling you, if you try to build on a foundation that's other than the rock, other than what Jesus Christ did, you're going to fail. Well, aren't you, you know, doesn't that make you blah, 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 blah? Listen, all I can say is I want to be as loyal and close to what Jesus Christ and his word says from A to Z. And I got a lot more to say about this. I haven't even started. I got a lot more to say about this stuff. I mean, look at America today. You think we have racial unity today? The more we strive to racial unity, the more the race baiters divide and encourage hatred towards the white race. And who are the race haters? It's the Jews. My God, they say it out of their own mouth. We're here to drive racial wedges between the whites and everybody else. Cause everybody to hate. They say it. That one Jewish professor after Noel, he says, I'm here to destroy the white race. I'm here to, and he's a hero to the Jews to this day. My goal is to destroy the white race. So there's your genocide. There's your racist, if you want to use that term. I don't like that term. And so you're playing by one set of rules, and they're playing by a different set of rules. They're the hypocrites that Jesus Christ warned you about, these people that call themselves Jews. Jesus Christ warned you. He warned you. He said they're the synagogue of Satan. They're the devil's own babies. And they're hypocrites. They have one set of rules for them, another set of rules for you. So they're going to say, you can't be racist, you can't be racist, you can't be racist. They do everything they can to stir up hatred towards the white race. That's what the Jews do in 2023. Those that call themselves Jews, but they're not Jews, they're Satan's synagogue. Church, you got to give up your man-made traditions. This whole thing's falling apart, and we're going to rebuild, but we can't rebuild based on ideas from the Frankfurt School from the 1920s of post-World War I Germany, who said, how can we take down the white and Christian race? And that's infected the universities. It goes right down into grade school, and they're teaching trannyism and homosexuality and hatred towards the white race. Hello, it all comes from the same place. It all comes from the pit of hell, and Satan has his minions, has his chosen people. Oh, Fritz, you're trying to stir up hatred towards the people that call themselves Jews. Trying to stir up hatred towards Satan and his synagogue and his children. In the same way that Jesus Christ hated them. No more, no less. And y'all are more Christian than Christ. That's the problem with the church today. It's more Christian than Jesus Christ. Oh, Jesus is a bad Christian. He was misogynistic and he was racist and anti-Semitic. Now, once you free yourself from Satan's cudgels, once you free yourself from the moral beatdown of the synagogue of Satan, you're free to say, you know what, there's a lot of things we can do here that we never even have thought of before. You know, we can build nations on racial and ethnic lines. On any ethnic line. I mean, I am all for the Japanese race. 100% for the Japanese race. They have their own exclusive territory and culture and language. And if they would acknowledge Jesus Christ as Lord, I will be happy and I will assist them in building a Christian nation made out of ethnic Japanese. And on down the line, and there's no reason the whites shouldn't return to the God of their ancestors, Jesus Christ. You can't do what we're doing. Even the fourth beast, not the fourth beast, but the toes and the legs of the statue in Babylon, statue that Daniel saw. I think it's Daniel chapter, I can't remember. Iron's mixed with clay, it doesn't work. Iron's mixed with clay, men will mix, and the seed of men will mix. It doesn't work. Does not work. Jesus Christ said that doesn't work. Jesus Christ said it doesn't work in the book of Daniel. The iron's mixing with the clay. It doesn't work. It doesn't stick together. It does not work. And you look at America in 2022. Look at Sweden in 2022, 2023. Look at Europe. They're trying to bring all the Africans in. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. Oh, well, that's racist. No, it's the truth. All right, I'm trying to give you some intellectual headroom so you can breathe intellectually and think out loud. And I'm hoping you're saying to yourself, my God, Fritz has a point. Even if you're not to the point where you agree with me on everything or anything, I hope you're saying, you know what, he's got a point, he's right. And then you can start wrestling these things with yourself, because if you're a man in the pulpit, you're going to stand in the pulpit, boy, you better have this down for yourself. Because all of hell, via the hell's servants, will come after you, including the deceived people that don't even call themselves Jews. Remember, the book of Acts, the people that call themselves Jews stirred up a lot of other people that weren't Jews to oppose the gospel of Jesus Christ. Don't be surprised at that. The only thing you should be surprised at is people aren't already calling you Beelzebul. The only thing that you ought to be surprised of in your own life is people aren't calling you racist and anti-Semitic and homophobic. That ought to surprise you. Because Jesus Christ is very clear, hey, if they call me Beelzebul, hello. What do you think they're going to call you? And if they're not calling you that, that's a wake-up call. I'm hoping I'm giving you something to think about. Because every preacher in the pulpit's going to have to deal with this. And you're either going to side with the Jews or side with Jesus Christ. Fritz Berger and BloodandFaith.com.